North Carolina's state constitution says the price of higher education should be free. Well, sort of. It says the UNC system should be as free as practicable. Okay, that leaves a lot to interpretation. So what does free as practicable actually mean for North Carolina residents? This week, WFAE explores the cost of the UNC system to students and universities. We'll explain where the money goes when students and parents write that tuition check, and we'll analyze how much it actually costs to educate different students. This morning, we start with the phrase enshrined in the state constitution. Here's WFAE's Lisa Miller and Michael Tomczyk.
So here's the long, drawn-out phrase.
The General Assembly shall provide that the benefits of the University of North Carolina and other public institutions of higher education,
as far as practicable,
be extended to the people of the state free of expense.
Some version of that has been in our state constitution since 1868, but it's never actually been free. When UNC Chapel Hill first opened in the late 1700s, tuition started at $8.
John Sanders was the director for the UNC Institute of Government off and on from the 1960s to the 1990s. He knows the history of as free as practicable as well as anyone.
It was not seen as a mandate to set them up and operate them without cost to the students, but rather as to set them up to prepare teachers for the public schools or citizens for other walks of life.
It's the idea that higher education is a public good, and therefore your tax dollars should help pay for it.
That makes sense to Carter Quinn, a UNC Chapel Hill student from Carrboro. But when he hears as free as practicable, he thinks about his dad.
My dad paid for his own education by, you know, working at a deli. You cannot do that today. I could not make $12,000, $14,000 a year and go to school full time. That's just impractical.
Since the 1970s, tuition and fees at public universities have more than tripled nationwide, according to the College Board. That's adjusted for inflation.
Among the 16 college campuses in the UNC system, tuition and fees for in-state students over the past 10 years have jumped from an average of $3,300 to $6,200. And that doesn't include the cost of housing.
I think this is a national tragedy in the making.
That's UNC Charlotte Chancellor Phil Dubois. It's not that the cost to colleges has increased that dramatically. It's just that state lawmakers are picking up a smaller part of the tab.
So what you've seen over the last, roughly the last decade, is a move from where a student could attend the university and pay about 20% of the cost of their education. They're now paying about 40%.
That's still less than in most states. We'll delve further into what percentage of your education you actually pay for later in our series.
Anyway, lawmakers cite the recession and slow recovery as big reasons for the recent shift. They had to balance the budget, and that meant big cuts.
Chancellor Dubois recognizes that reality. He says the challenge is finding a reasonable balance between what students and the state should pay.
I would like to see us move back in the direction of something like a 75-25, if we could, to say, okay, the state has the biggest obligation to fund public higher education, and the students should have some skin in the game, too. You can debate how much skin is appropriate.
You sure can.
And that's exactly what lawmakers did when we asked them about this. Here's Senator Jeff Tart, a Republican from Mecklenburg County.
Well, there's not a magic number to say this, to pull it out of a rabbit's hat, because it's going to vary based on cost. It's going to be based on teachers and professors' salaries. There's just so many factors that go into what is tuition.
And here's House Representative Tricia Cotham, a Democrat from Mecklenburg County.
Free doesn't mean no payment at all, but it certainly should be something that a middle-class, working-class family can afford.
Since the 2010 elections, Republicans in the General Assembly have called the shots. Representative Craig Horn from Union County helps write the House's education budget.
We can certainly take money from highways. Oh, no, we better not do that. People drive on the highways. Well, where do we get the money? Well, I know we could raise taxes. But my experience is raising taxes makes poor people poorer. So I don't really think that that's such a good idea either.
In fact, North Carolina's Republican lawmakers and governor have cut income taxes. The legislature's fiscal research team reports the cuts cost North Carolina $680 million in revenue last year.
Representative Horn says budget writing is a balancing act. And there are 120 members of the House and 50 members of the Senate, all with their own priorities.
That's the legislative process, is try to create some kind of reasonable, sensible balance. You don't wave a magic wand and find that answer. I'd love to find the book where, oh, there, page 37, line 6, there's the answer. But it's not there.
But there is an answer. It's what students are paying now.
So here's what as free as practicable means in North Carolina. $6,182. That's the average cost of tuition and fees in the UNC system for in-state students.
Tomorrow, we'll look at where that money goes and explain how when it comes to higher education, you don't pay for what you get. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.
And I'm Michael Tomczyk.